Welcome to Resilient Faith, the podcast, a guided meditation to support your journey to live a fully present life and a deeper understanding of the resilient power within you. Opportunities to find deeper resilience within ourselves can come when life seems most challenging. This podcast is to help you develop that resilience and connection with God. Being resilient and having power starts with faith. Welcome, friends, to a series of new episodes of the Resilient Faith Podcast. My name is the Reverend Laura East, and I'm the Associate Pastor at Brentwood Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles. Last summer, we did a 10-week series on resilient faith, and each episode was a different spiritual practice to help us build resilience in challenging times. This new series begins with Ash Wednesday and goes through the 7 weeks of Lent, ending with Easter Sunday. The theme for this Lenten series is quenched, drinking deeply from the well. Each week, we will have a different meditation or reflection as we take a deep dive into the presence of God and refill our spiritual cups that can so easily run dry. This podcast is meant to be a fueling station for your soul, a space for you to take a pause out of your day and reconnect with your deepest self, to God, and to drink deeply from the well of living water. The word Lent comes from an old English word for springtime, perhaps connected with the lengthening of days in this time of year in the Northern Hemisphere. The season of Lent is a time for growth in faith through prayer, spiritual discipline, and self-examination and preparation for the commemoration of the dying and rising of Jesus Christ. Lent is a period of 40 days, not counting the Sundays. Like the flood of Genesis with Noah, Moses' sojourn at Sinai, Elijah's journey to Mount Horeb, Jonah's call for repentance to Nineveh, and Jesus' time of testing in the wilderness. Our reflection for today begins where Lent begins, with Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday begins the season of Lent with a public act of confession, acknowledging that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. We repent and return to our loving Creator, acutely aware of our failure and frailty. We express our utter reliance on God's saving grace. Ashes are an ancient symbol of repentance, sorrow, and sacrifice. For some of you, the words confession, sin, and repent might be triggering or difficult, conjuring up images of self-flagellation and toxic religious doctrine of our wretchedness. I completely understand this negative connotation, and perhaps it's helpful to reframe it this way. None of us is perfect. We all fall short. We all do things we regret, hurt others, and make mistakes, either willingly or unwillingly. The reason why we publicly confess our shortcomings to God is not so that we can be punished or shamed, but actually for the very opposite, so that we can be forgiven and set free with hearts and lives that are changed. I think of the first step in AA, which is admitting that you have a problem. Confession is like that, admitting that we have a problem. We turn to God's grace in order to receive forgiveness, but also to forgive ourselves and to forgive others. In the first book of the Bible, Genesis, God says to Adam, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." This is the most traditional phrase said on Ash Wednesday, as one is receiving ashes on their forehead or the back of their hand. It's a reminder of our place in time and space, and I think an important reminder of the preciousness and fragility of life. I have a reminder of this on my desk. It's a disc made of wood that is about the size of a silver dollar. One side says, "Remember that you are nothing but dust and ashes." You flip it over and the other side says, "Remember that the entire universe was created for you." As we move into a time of reflection and meditation, I want to invite you into a comfortable position, feet on the floor, eyes closed or with a soft gaze. Begin to settle into your breathing. Take a few deep breaths in through your nose and let them out through your mouth. If you haven't already, take a moment to mentally arrive where you are. Settle into the present, letting distractions slip away. This is brief time for you, an act of self-love and care as you refill your cup from the well of living water. We will have three reflection questions today. The first one is, what in your life needs to die? Since Ash Wednesday is a reflection of our own mortality, it's a good time to examine our lives and see what behaviors, beliefs, or practices in which we are currently engaged need to die. Death is but a part of life, and sometimes things need to die in order to make room for new growth. So what in your life needs to die? Continue taking deep breaths as we take a few minutes to reflect on this question. The second reflection question is, what does it mean to you to be created from dust and to know that one day you will return to dust? What is the significance of that for you and for your life of faith? Joni Mitchell has this famous line from her song Woodstock. We are stardust, billion-year-old carbon. We are golden. So what does it mean to you to be created from dust and to know that one day you will return to dust? What is the significance of that for you and for your life of faith? Continue taking deep breaths as we take a few minutes to reflect on this question. The third and final reflection question is about forgiveness. We all need it from God and from each other, and we need to be able to extend it to others as well. What is something you have done or said, or not done, or not said, that warrants forgiveness from God? What is a burden you have been carrying around that needs forgiveness not just from God, but from yourself? What do you need to come clean about or confess so that you can finally forgive and move on with your life? Continue taking deep breaths as we take a few minutes to reflect on this question. as we move from this time of reflection and meditation back into your day, let us pray together. Create in us a clean heart, O God, that through this honest reflection and confession, we may receive your mercy and forgiveness, and may we also offer that to ourselves and to others. Amen. Friends, rest assured that you are beloved just the way you are. May you go from this time feeling nourished and refreshed, a soul quenched from the well of living water. Join us next week for another episode of Resilient Faith. You've been listening to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Resilient Faith is sponsored by Brentwood Presbyterian Church in West Los Angeles. You can follow our church and this podcast on Facebook at BPC Team and Instagram at BPC_USA. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and thanks for listening.